Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 476, Four Great Reasons Boredom Can Benefit Your Child, because only a boring person can be bored, and surely that's not one of our kids. In the 25 years I've been raising my family of eight kids, I couldn't count the number of times I've heard all of them spout off that they were bored. Imagine being bored among all the chaos a family our size has. I found it completely impossible to believe. Yet, in my kids' minds, boredom was practically the same staple as their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. As a very young mother, I vowed no kid of mine was going to call like a crow that he or she was bored with nothing to do. If it happened once, I'd squash boredom like an annoying little bug and instill a life of wonder and excitement into each of them so that I'd never hear the words, "There's nothing to do around here. I'm so bored," again. A girl can dream. Despite my most enthusiastic efforts to create endless play scenarios with glitter, homemade Play-Doh, finger paints, and giant fort castles, or decorating cupcakes, and even directing homemade plays, those two stinking words, "I'm bored," continued to follow me wherever I went. And so, I finally began to realize a few things. Not only was I not going to be able to change my kids' outlook and the rating on their boredom meter, I was also not going to spend my entire parenting life being their cruise director. And perhaps, most importantly, it's perfectly fine to be bored. In The Importance of Letting Your Kids Be Bored, Teresa Belton, visiting fellow at the School of Education and Lifelong Learning at the University of East Anglia and boredom expert, states that no work and no play doesn't make Jack a dull boy. It makes his brain work better. She cites research that shows unstructured downtime helps kids become creative and independent thinkers. Boredom needn't be feared, and it can be seen as an opportunity, says Belton. If you're tired of hearing your kids spout, "I'm bored," don't worry. Here are four great reasons boredom can benefit your child and you. Four reasons that boredom can benefit your child are: 1. Boredom encourages creativity. 2. Boredom helps quiet your brain. 3. Boredom helps teach kids to foster their interests. And 4. Boredom lets parents off the hook. Here's a closer look at each. 1. Boredom encourages creativity. One of the best things boredom brings to the table is it allows our brains and imagination to go wild and come up with super creative ways to stay entertained. My favorite memory of this is when my four oldest children created a complete outer space afternoon because I pulled back and didn't give them any guidance at all on how to save their sorry souls from a few moments of structured play. It was a rainy afternoon, and I had five very young children. I had a newborn baby who was always hungry. I wasn't able to concoct my usual three-ring circus for my kids, so I left them to figure it out for themselves while I tended to my newborn. Imagine my surprise when I returned from bathing and feeding baby number five, only to find my other four kids up in the attic pretending they were in outer space. This went on for over 2 hours, and I didn't have to help them create or direct any of this celestial playtime. It was one of those aha parenting moments for me. Boredom can be a child's best friend. Without it, this space playtime may have never happened. Next time your child screeches that he or she is bored, go with it. Let him or her figure it out for themselves. Maybe an outer space excursion won't take place the first time, but left to their own devices, they will begin to rely on their own creative brain power to entertain and delight. Tip number 2, boredom helps quiet your brain. The most peaceful memories I can recall from when my 8 kids were very young is when I would take them on a nap ride. Back then, I was a stay-at-home mom, so each and every day revolved around caring for my family. Like clockwork, I would load them in my minivan after lunch each day and take them for a ride that would last about an hour. I would grab a cup of hot tea at my favorite coffee shop and take a scenic ride around our beautiful town while my young kids napped. This was sacred time for me because it was a chance for my very busy mom brain to get quiet. I would either listen to my favorite music or a book on tape. Sometimes I had no music on at all and would simply enjoy the scenery and let my mind settle down and get peaceful. Just as that time was so beneficial to me, the same holds true to our kids. When kids are bored and don't have all the hoopla and bells and whistles going off around them, they actually have the chance to settle down quietly away from the usual hectic pace their minds and brains keep and just have quality alone time with themselves. Let those snippets of boredom take root and offer your kids the gift of quiet. It may not be a realization to them right away, but if you don't try to orchestrate a zillion things for them to do when they announce they're bored, you will allow them the gift of peace, which can definitely lay a solid foundation for the hectic years of adulthood to come. Tip number 3. Boredom teaches kids to foster their interests. When I was a new mom to toddlers and preschoolers, I only wanted one thing: to create a stimulating environment that would help them grow and allow them to express themselves. The last thing I wanted to do was provide a ho-hum atmosphere that would limit their creative growth. And then, when I came back down to reality, I realized that I couldn't solely be responsible for fostering their imaginations and interests. They needed to do that for themselves. Our pediatrician was very adamant in stressing that no child, regardless of what his or her potential IQ might be, should have all his or her time planned out for them. Her thinking was that filling a child's time for them teaches nothing but dependence on external motivators, whether that be material possessions or entertaining them with activities like going bowling, to the movies, or to the playground. Instead, her advice was to provide a nurturing environment and let your children become curious and use their imaginations when they announce they have nothing to do. This is more likely to produce independent, resilient young adults. Some studies have found that children who engage in unstructured play are better able to develop their decision-making skills and discover their own areas of interest. They also have more creative freedom. I completely agree with this study. Once I let go of the reins and allowed my kids to wallow in their boredom, I began to see a whole new side to them. They began thinking of pretend play scenarios alone or with each other. I was fading out as their director and coming back into the role of their mommy. It didn't always work out perfectly, but over time, my kids learned how to rely on their own devices to keep themselves busy and entertained. Go, Mom! And tip number 4. Boredom lets parents off the hook. Somehow, parents are really good at hanging a guilt trip on themselves if their kids aren't thriving or happy most of the time. I know because I used to be one of them. For me, I reasoned that it was because I had experienced infertility for so many years. And now that I had finally become a parent, I wanted my family to be the happiest campers this world has ever seen. Wrong. Kids are always going to be kids, no matter what their circumstances might be. And figuring out how to stay occupied and entertained just goes with the territory. This was not easy for me to embrace, but when I finally allowed my kids to wallow for a bit and then figure out how they could stay busy without my interference, not only did they learn how to have fun on their own, I got to have a break myself. You know, this didn't work every single time one of my kids whined about being without something amusing to do. But when I consistently ignored their plea, their reaction was also consistent. They quit groaning and found a way to pass the time either alone or with one of their siblings. Hey, by no means am I saying I gave up planning fun activities for my kids to do. I always enjoyed that part of parenting and still do, even with my teenagers. But for those dozens of times when my kids would drone on about how boring our house was, that's when I quickly responded with my favorite line, "Only boring people get bored." And then I let them start figuring it out for themselves. How do you handle boredom in your family? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Or you can connect on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com and visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt for more tips and hints. Listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.